You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Call in, tune in, chime in, get in, man. You are in. You are on. This is the Monday Morning Grind Radio Show, and I am Kijana Owens, the Grindologist, and it is an amazing morning. You know why? Man, we up. We already up. It's a new week. It's a new day. It's absolutely our way. Glad to be on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. We're going to get this thing started, man. We're talking about powerful partnerships that never break up, make all the difference. Powerful partnerships make an impact, man, this morning. That's what we're going to be talking about. You out there doing your thing. Hope everybody's healthy and well, motivated, educated, you know, encouraged and going forward. What I mean by educated is paying attention to what matters to you and your family and educated. Be safe. Be safe out there. Let's get this deal going. Man, I got the amazing, beautiful, talented, enchanted, this mighty woman of God right here. She is a blessing. Her and her stick-to-itiveness, if you will, as she goes through and to make it happen. I love you. Honor you. Glad to have you on this morning. Mr. Dale J. Foster Lane out there in Dallas, Texas. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Grindologist. You know, I had to say that. I'm like feeling that this morning. But I want to say thank you for having me as part of your partnership.
You know, man, we got a partnership that lasts over a decade already. And that's what I want to tell you. It's had ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys, but through it all, we've maintained. And that's what makes all the difference in the world. I want to bring up another amazing partner, my brother Success, my main man out there in Ontario, California, man, developing businesses all over the country, man, on a mission to make an impact and change lives. Mr. Neil Shamores, good morning to you, my man.
Man, great morning to you. Mr. Grindologist, y'all on. How you doing, sir? I'm doing extremely well.
We are already on the grind. You see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just honored to be able to project the kind of energy that I think that people need, you know, to get the day started, man. And powerful partnerships make an impact. Your partnership, our partnership together has made an impact in lives here through radio, out there in the grind, helping people, helping families. Man, just speak on this morning. How you feeling this weekend, man? It's your floor, man. A powerful partnership.
Man, I'm doing extremely well, man. Appreciate you, man, and your partnership, man, and, you know, what we do together. And then welcome to everybody, the amazing panel, Dale J. Foster Glenn, and everybody, the amazing producers. And, man, this show is amazing. I just enjoy being on here, man. Speaking was well, man. Took care of a couple things with First Lady, but now it's time to get back on the grind. You know, get out here and help some families, man, have some success in business, and create some income for some families, man, with over 50 million people filing for unemployment benefits. So we got our hands full, and we're willing and ready to help.
Ooh, partnerships, you know, in anything. I mean, I remember being as kids, you know, we had a bike club, you know, the fellas, we got the bike club, 2-3 friends, we get together, man, you know, we count on each other. Somebody's supposed to bring the chain oil. The other dude, he got the socket wrench to take the wheels off so we could, you know, oil it back up and everything else. If one didn't come, man, that partnership, man, would break down. And that was back then, man. But back then, back in the old, excuse me, the olden days, right? We need to get one of them sound bites in the olden days, right? In the olden days, were those kind of partnerships, even as kids, you know, you knew you had to count on it, you know, your friend to bring the linoleum floor so you could break dance. He had the linoleum. He had it, you know. If he didn't bring that, you didn't have no dance floor. Adele, just another gives you good cheer, because I wanted to start off with cheer, because sometimes these subjects, if you can't laugh at it, it's just too deep to deal with. Remember when you was a kid, Adele, them partnerships, your girls, whatever you were doing, you know, you could count on them. What about that?
Man, you take me way back now, way back, and it's making me think about my father, what my father used to say to us. He said, y'all can fight like cats and dogs in the house, but when you outside, you better have each other back. And that's how it was back in the day. It was like we had our sisters and brothers back, but we also had our friends back, because you didn't mess with none of us on the block. Like you said, the chains, the whips, everything came out.
Now, I was listening to Dr. George C. Frazier earlier this morning. Now, this is already early, so you can imagine I already been doing some personal development early. I look at early like this. You hear people say early bird gets the worm. See, the early eagle waits for the early bird to pick the worms up, and then gets them both. That's me, the early eagle. But I was listening to George C. Frazier earlier this morning. He was talking about the network. You know, building and trusting and counting on each other, the accountability, the commitment, you know, that it takes to build. Not just the network, but the relationships. See, relationships are the partnership. It comes down to, you know, can I count on this person? You know, we can all mess up, but I'm talking about, can we count on in the mess up, can we build back together? Neosha, out here in the field, we out here helping people own businesses of their own from home in the time of now, you know. But these partnerships, not to sign up, but to sign in. See, that's the differentiating factor. A lot of people sign up for a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm down. I'll do this and I'll do that. And it's exciting at first. But excitement is like success. Success, excitement will only sustain success as long as excitement lasts. Excitement don't last long, but partnerships do. Neosha, the partnerships that last, man.
Man, absolutely, man. And like I said, wow, taking us way back to those partnerships when we were kids. Man, you know, like you said, you know, we are Clubhouse, man. We had a secret shape, and we had a secret interest, and you had to wear a certain type of clothing, a certain type of hat, you know, to be part of this little group. But absolutely, man, partnerships today are amazing. Man, a lot of people will partner with you today, but then they sign up, but do they sign in? And are they really committed to going for the long haul? And what is their vision? And does their vision align up with yours? Because if you have a 5 to 10 year, you know, vision, you're stretching it out, and they thinking they want a change tomorrow, you know, you're going to have a little, you know, discrepancy there. So we definitely, you know, once you sign in, you know, you sign up, but you must sign in order to be consistent and successful.
Man, persistency. So you're bringing something up. See, that partnership that says, you know, say I'm going to lose 15 pounds. You know, with another training already this morning, I want to lose 15 pounds. The first part is I got to find out how much I weigh. So the first thing is to start from the beginning and step on the scale. And once I step on the scale, I know I want to get this pounds off of me, and I get an accountability partner. I say, hey, Neosha, help me out. Hey, Adele, this is my goal right here. I come to my partnership, right, to hold me accountable to what I said I wanted to do for myself. Now, that partnership means that they don't allow me to, not today. You know, that's the hard, it's the part that hurts in the partnership. See, partners don't allow partners to quit. Adele, talk about that.
Well, when it comes down to partnerships, it might hurt a little bit. It might sting. You might say, I can't believe my partner said this to me. But in the long run, your partner is holding you accountable. In other words, you stepped on that scale and you said, ooh, I need to lose 15 pounds. And you tell your partner to hold you accountable for losing those 15 pounds. But yet, 2 weeks later, you still haven't lost those 15 pounds. And so your partner's going to ask you, well, what's the problem? Why you ain't sticking to what you said? Now, you can't get upset with your partner because your partner is just trying to hold you accountable. So when you got accountability, you got a partner that's holding you accountable, you've got to listen to your partner. You might get upset. I can't believe my partner said this to me. But in the long run, when you see them 15 pounds dropped off, you're going to be thankful that your partner held you accountable.
You know, even in the process hurts. We look at TV, media shows us what success looks like, what we should be looking like, how we should be acting, you know, what success walks like, talks like, acts like, all those other things. And we forget that if you watch a movie, here's a parallel. You watch an old movie, you'll see actors in there that didn't even have a speaking role that are dominant today. They just, you know, they was maybe holding the tray in the background, man, just opening the door or a very minimal part of the movie. But today, Denzel Washington. You know, today is Viola Washington, Davis. Today is this. You could, you know, come up with any scenario you like to. See, but those partnerships, the relationships, the networking. Think of the Wayans back in the day. They gave so many people a start. And then you look at T.D. Jakes and what he does to spread seeds all over the place, and all of these different people are opening these doors, but the work that they've done and the partnerships that they've maintained along the way of what have made all the difference. You can't skip the step. Neosha, starting from the beginning with maintaining and nurturing relationships. How important is that?
Man, that's very critical, man, because today you have friendships that are over like 25, 30 years. And, you know, when you meet people out there today, and when I met people in the past, I always treated people the way I want to be treated. You know, I never disrespected people, and I always was that type of person. I just enjoy people. So who knew that today that I would have friendships that exceeding 25 and 30 years. And man, it's amazing to see the progression over the years, you know, in these friendships. You know, some of them are still intact and some of them are at a distance. So some of them grew closer, some of them, you know, they grew distant. So the thing is that, man, it's amazing just to have partnerships and to have true friendships, you know, that'll last that many years.
Man, you got to maintain them, nurture them, and water them. It's like, just like that sowing, maintaining, and reaping, you know, in that harvest. You got to sow the seed, you know, pay attention, listen, be the attentive friend, you know, just like in business, same thing. It's a lot of components to that. One of the things that hold, I think, people back, I was doing some reading again this morning. That's why I believe in early bird. I was reading out of a book. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. I think it's one of the most well-read books for the decades leading. You know, it's kind of one of those books like it's you read it for who you are. It's a great introduction to how to develop a leader within yourself and what kind of actions you're going to take. I was reading this part here. Adele, I'm going to come to you. This is Law 28. It says, enter action with boldness. I'm just going to read it. And what it gives is a judgment for entering the action and some examples of doing the law. And there's some
transgressions from breaking the law. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. Judgment. If you are unsure of a course of action, do not attempt it. Your doubts and hesitations will infect your execution. Timidity is dangerous. Better to enter with boldness. Any mistakes you commit through audacity are easily corrected with more audacity. Everyone admires the bold. No one honors the timid. Man, what that's saying to me is you got to get in there. Man, you got to make that partnership, make that pact, make that commitment, make that move, and do the work. Do the work. Man, Adele, making the partnership, but putting the project on the map by doing the work. You don't have to have it all together, but you do got to get busy to get it all together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And most people are a little timid, they're a little shy. But I tell people, get out your head. Just go and make it happen. Because the more you talk to yourself, you talk yourself out of it. The same way that you can talk yourself out of it, you can talk yourself into it. You step into it with boldness. Like, I know I can do it. You know, the little trainer said, I think I can. Don't be like the little trainer says, I think I can. Be like the little trainer says, I know I can. I just got to step into it and make it happen.
Woo! See, now I'm going to tell you, here's where we follow the law without knowing the law before I got the book to read this law here. Act with boldness. I hadn't spoken in a professional manner ever in my life. I really hadn't even thought of it besides speaking and sharing my story. You know, I did some speaking in like Central Juvenile Hall for the kids. Man, I was very, you know, personally empowering that I could make an impact with kids' lives like that. But you called me. You said, you know, I want you to be on my platform. Got motivation to speak. Man, I came over there, didn't have a speech, didn't have much go at all. I had a new suit. I didn't even take the tag off. As I didn't know, but I operated in the spirit of boldness. And I call that, operation, success loves speed. Operated the spirit of success. I operated then in the spirit of boldness. I walked in the door, did something I'd never done. You gave me a great platform. Some great coaching, you know, information. And from there, I've been doing it ever since. I'm coming back to you, Dale, that bonus. What if I had never come? Well, you see what I mean? How do you see that?
If you had never showed up, you know, I learned a long time ago the show must go on. So the show would have still go on. But the thing was, you did show up. You didn't show up. You showed up and you showed out. I mean, the audience loved you. And from that point on, you've been doing your thing. Accountability.
Now,
I held you accountable to doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I signed up. I said I would. I had a timid moment. You said, no, that don't count, right? I got a while to have this or that or this or that. And at the end of the day, man, we made an impact. We changed some lives. So we've been changing lives ever since. Now I'm gonna go over to my main man right here, Neosha. So you know all about that, you know, that sign up. Man, once they sign in and move, what's the that motion, that first step? We know that, you know, as we say all the time, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Taking that one step, you know, what happens after that? Overcoming what we call fear. Over to you, sir.
Man, woo-woo. Man, I love y'all's story, man. That accountability, nothing like partnerships, man, to be encouraged. Because a lot of times if we in unfamiliar territory, we do need a familiar face or we need somebody that's on our side to encourage us to walk with them. You know, Super Dale said, no, sir, you're going to go ahead and you're going to fulfill and commit to your commitment. That was powerful, man. So that made you to the person you are today, brother. A real powerful young man. Without that encouragement, you know, you could have been somewhere else. But what a blessing. But absolutely, man, once you get started, there's a system usually in place with everything you do in life to be successful. So just follow the system that they have in place. Don't come in, you know, a lot of times we would say, you know, spare us with your brilliance, leave that outside. But what's in place, all you have to do is just follow the system. And that takes a little, you know, me checking the ego at the door and being a little humble. And then just follow what's in place, my brother. That's all you got to do.
Man, you're coming down, what I call coming down the pipe right there. See, it's that, man, let's go. It's that, you know, show half the battle, you know, what they say. I'm coming back to you, Neosha, man. Half the battle is showing up. That's half the deal. Showed up. Here's the track. Everybody can get this. It's the track. So I've never been speaking. I had a book of poetry. I was out there. I was beating people up. Networking, just hungry, tenacity. Just out there meeting people, you know, seeing who, you know, how I wanted to live by meeting people that were living how I wanted to live. That was it. I was just like, man, let me go around some people that are doing what I want to do. And that way I met some people. Somebody gave a deal my number. That was the whole deal. You know, somebody, hey, this is a young man on the move. Okay, she called a young man on the move. She invited me to come speak. Got motivation to speak. That was the platform, man. I had motivation, and I spoke. From there, I've written 3 books. From there, I've been developing businesses, communities, and everything ever since. Now, what that has meant for my life is enrichment. And the impact that I could look back and say, somebody could even text me and say, hey, man, I'm still doing the thing you showed me way back then, man. I appreciate you. That's the impact. What comes naturally are profits, fruits, in all kinds of ways. And the ocean, man, you help people all the time out here. Sometimes it's hard to get them to get started. What's one of the things you can tell somebody, hey, you already signed up. That's the one deal. Now, once you sign up, you already have differentiated yourself. You're already more professional in whatever you signed up to anybody else that has it. But we don't give ourselves credit for that first step. Neosha, how do you get them to take another step?
Man, we got to do just like Mrs. Dale did, Foster Glenn did for you, brother. She stepped in and said, hey, commit to your commitment. You know, we have to look at people's goals, find out what their goal is, and find out what's their why. And the reason why they signed up, and then we hold them until that why. And what we want to do is continue to just keep that why out front. And everybody has a why, the reason why they're doing a certain business or doing something like successful. So once we keep that why out front, then we can keep that person engaged, and then that's when we can get them on track. And then we can kind of walk with them until we can get those training wheels off and get them to ride their bike by themselves.
Let me just read this right here. It says, it's just off the blind from that same 28th law of power where it says enter with boldness. You already signed up to the team. When you came to the team, it's a 100 players in there. It's faster and bigger and better. Whatever, you can come up with your own scenario. The job or the position or whatever it is that you say, man, I'm in. Once you got in, you found out you weren't the only one in. But guess what? You was in. That's the deal. So enter with boldness. It says here, lions circle the hesitant prey. People have a sixth sense for the weakness of others. If in first encounter, you demonstrate your willingness to compromise, back down, retreat, or bring out the lion, even in people who are not necessarily bloodthirsty. Everything depends on perception. And once you are seen as the kind person who quickly goes on the defensive, who is willing to negotiate and be amenable, you will be pushed around without mercy. That's like the job. You came into the job. You had all the ideas. You told Betty of your ideas. She ran right up to the boss and told the boss your idea. That was my idea. Mm-hmm. But then you got to get in there with boldness. Be you know, what can they say but no?
So, and you know, it's funny that you said that. What can they say but no? Because I tell people that all the time. The worst they can say is no. The best they can say is yes. Just step into it and make it happen. Because there's somebody that's going to believe in you. You know, I think about Walt Disney. Because, you know, a lot of banks turned him down. Because they said, who's going to come to a park with a dancing mouse? Well, he died. But Disneyland was born. And somebody was standing there and said, if Walt could see this now. And his wife said, he did. That's why you're seeing it. So he believed in it enough that a bank said yes. He didn't let the no's turn him away. He just kept going until somebody said yes. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep going because there's somebody that's going to say yes to what you believe in.
I wish you could see my face. We're working on some things where we're going to be here at Judas Live. We got an amazing visionary, B-Ray. She's been working on some stuff. She's amazing. Don't discount what she's working on back in the back lab. But if you could see my face, it looks like this sound right here. Ooh-wee! Man, see, you're coming down, what I call, you're coming down the pipe, right? It's that, man, you know what? Hey, I'm here. You know what? Why not? You know, I'm in network marketing. I'm in direct sales. I'm in business ownership. I believe that right now in this time, more than ever, more than any time ever in the history of the world, we must put ourselves in position and invest in something that we have some control of that also operates within the system. See, the one thing about that is going through the nose, you know, the people that doubt you. I'm in the industry of travel, one of the most affected industries in the entire world. Man, you got to know how bold you got to be to tell somebody, man, you're a travel advisor and you should own your own business and travel at this time. But see, the people that can see it can see that, man, wait a minute. Right now, absolutely, is the time to get in preparation for what we know will make a difference. But most people see the problem, and they focus on the problem, and they hesitate on the move like Disney. I could guarantee you, I don't know what happened to the first man that went to Las Vegas and said, hey, this is going to be a Mecca, and told Al Capone and them about investing in some casinos in Las Vegas, what he was saying. And the ocean, man, we out there in the front lines, man, telling people about how to operate, how to own their own business from home. But the main thing is it operates as a personal development platform because you got to do all the other things yourself. For anything you do, set appointments, you got to follow up, you got to follow through, and you got to have a system of getting that stuff together. Man, the boldness of being able to get somebody to understand that right now, if you're waiting on them, you are already in trouble.
Man, my brother.
That's over to you, sir. I know that was a pause for effect. Like, wait a minute. Threw that one on me.
I'm over there. Yeah. I'm like, your mic's on fire, brother. Cause the thing is, man, I tell you, Mr. Dale, boy, talking about that vision, about that mouth, and that set me back right there. But think about that. You know, you have to have vision. Like you said, coming to somebody right now, dealing with the quarantine, talking about owning a travel franchise right now. And see, the thing is, you have to have vision. Think about putting yourself and your family in position because the thing is, this quarantine is not going to be here forever. And the thing is, travel is a futures business. So the thing is, we book 6 months to a year out, maybe 2 years. So think about what's going to happen when it's quarantined in and we have everybody with this cabin fever. The resorts are not going to have enough room to support the amount of people that's going to be traveling when the quarantine ends. But it takes vision, my brother, for people to see that. You know, people say, hey, Walt Disney, when he started out, did people see Disneyland? No, they didn't. And that happens with a lot of things. You know, you got to have vision. So that's what we got to have, my brother.
I'm watching people right now in the time of now coming up with ideas that are amazing, ways to help you maneuver without having to leave your home. You can get your food delivered. The restaurants are making transition. And it doesn't matter about any business. I reference travel because that's what we are. Absolutely. But it could be soap. It could be coffee. It could be anything. It could be hair. It could be anything. Right now, the time of now, you already know you just use hair. Hey, the industry's affected. Restaurants, the industry's affected. How about in a time of now being prepared? Hey, man, I'm going to open 3 franchises. I'm going to make sure that as soon as, or I'm going to take my trainings, I'm going to get prepared, as opposed to, man, so much going on. I hope we can energize some people today. It's right at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick second, man, let a couple of the commercials slide through there and pay a couple of bills. And I know I believe B-Ray has some announcements she may want to make, so I'll let her prepare for that. But when we come on the other side, man, I'm going to talk about charging forward. Where do you want to be on the other side? What kind of partnership are you looking to make the impact to where you want to be? Getting around people that are taking you where you want to be as opposed to people that are listening to where you are or where you were. We're going to come back at the other side of the hour. And you're on the Morning Grind Radio Show with Keith Jana, the Grindologist Owens. Man, on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network, man, we'll be right back on the other side.
Gotta get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation, get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation, haters, gotta get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation, suck, get on your job, if you hate, get on your job, you can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever, anything don't kill me, make me better, I ain't dead yet. Cheddar and the game and the deal, I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never backed down or ran from no. I ain't sat down yet, here I stand to go gorilla. Even if I'm all alone, I stand at four. Didn't tell them jump, tipping, they don't get no realer. 5'9" with the soul of a 6'4". I separated the fake, paralyzed. I'm out of jail, looking what you gotta say now. Motivation, you think it's only gonna inspire. Motivation, all your hating is fuel to my fire. Motivation, you can plotting on the crown, salt dress. Motivation, hey, but I ain't slowing down, and I ain't stopping. Motivation, yeah, don't stop my show. Motivation, yeah, you know I don't stop, I grow. Motivation, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me strong.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
WeTalkRadio.com. Man, that is a phenomenal founder, visionary, CEO, Ms. Nakia Davis. Kia D, she's got an amazing show. Kia D Unplugged herself. And you got to check it out. Go to WeTalkRadio.com, man. Chime in, tune in, plug in, man. There's a lot going on. Get the word out about who you are. We Talk Radio. Hey, we talk, we listen, we take action. Hey, we're back on the bottom of the hour, coming around the pipeline, man. A amazing panel again. Mr. Neosha Morris out there in Ontario, California, man. Business developer, leader in the industry of direct sale, home-based business ownership. And Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn, leader and visionary, and putting your work on paper. She's an author, publicist. She's also a speaker coach and mentor and my friend and mighty woman of God. Hey, on this side, we talking about putting that activation together with those partnerships. Okay, so we got a lot of people out here that looking for some ways to earn additional income, ways to get some income. I mean, just people looking for ways to stay sane out here. These partnerships. What could someone do to say, hey, I really want to make some change in my life and I do need some partnerships. What's a good resource or place to start it there?
Well, I'm going to say a good place and resource to start, especially if you're an author, is to go to meettheauthors.net because I and you, we're looking to partner with authors who have written books, and we want to help them get noticed, get traction by marketing them, but they can't get marketed unless they go to meettheauthors.net. But they can also, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you're looking for grants and funding, you can go to liftfund.com. That's liftfund.com, where there are two business advisors, myself and another individual, and we help big businesses. We help businesses. It doesn't matter whether you're starting a business or you're growing your business. We're here to help you get funding, get grants. It's available to you if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's what we do.
Man, now I'm out here. And, you know, I'm watching the news, and we got some real funny politics going on out here. President that don't want to lose, and one that so we got a lot going on, right? We could be watching the news, and we got pandemic, and oh man, it just caught up in the. You can get caught up in the. Oh man, right? you could outline that yourself too, man. Oh man, we all know what that is. I said something the other day on my page. You know, no matter what happens, the bill, you know, continues to look the same that comes to my house. It just keeps on coming. How do we get people to look at or make a step that may be uncomfortable? You know, to look for partnerships that open doors that change lives. I'm going to come back to you, Dale, on that. Just how do you inspire someone to say, man, just take a step. Try something.
You know, if you're listening to this, you might laugh at me right now, but I'm going to say just do it. Because that's what the Nike commercial says. Just do it. You got to put a foot forward. I always say the water might be cold when you first put your foot in a pool water. It might be cold, but eventually it warms up. But you won't know unless you just do it.
Man, I love that. I'm gonna, yes, you know, I talk and consult to individuals daily, and most of the time I do the listening, right? And they end up answering their own questions, kind of, you know, like being on the couch. You know, they start telling you what they need to do. At the end, it's really simple. Like, well, how come you don't do it? This is what I look at it, people. You know, taking that step, that bold step, make that investment, make that chance. You know, we're listening to people that have seen us not be successful generally or to the degree that we believe we can. So when we tell them what we seek to achieve, debt-free, you know, make some extra income, whatever it might be, man, the people closest to you are the ones that see the least. In the ocean, man, you got to, you know, how do you see helping people? Man, just take that step. Take the first step, man. You've been wanting to do something all this time. You've been wanting to change your life. You've been wanting to make a move, but you can't make that move. What's the thing that you would say, man, they just got to do?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I think it all starts to you with your relationships, man. You know, relationships matter. And I think if we start right then, once we get together and start to move forward, people start to see our culture that you created and it's very warm, it's very welcoming. And once they find out we're here to support them and help them every step of the way, I think that's the first thing people want to know when they partner with you in anything is, can I be helped? And I think if we make, reassure them and let them know that, hey, you know what, we have a nice culture over here, they'll be able to see that because we care about one another and about each other's success. Once they witness that and become a part of that, I think a lot of people will step forward and decide on signing in and then signing up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I got to say this to that right there, man. You being out there in the front, you introduce ways to, as we know, find a hurt and heal it, find a need and feel it. As I listen to people discuss things that they want to do, goals that they have, ideas, all of these things, but the fear of stepping out of the comfort zone. My dad said this one time, and I had to write it down. Sometimes you could be too broke not to win. And I don't have to be broken financially. Broken mentally, broken spiritually, broken financially, broken you know, intellectually, broken community-wide, broken a lot of ways. But in order to fix the broke, man, you got to be able to get to that uncomfortable place like, hey, I'm going to bust out of this. So as we get ready to close out, Neosha, I know you do several different presentations and seminars and workshops. Please let people know where they can reach you. And maybe, you know, just by having a serious discussion, you can find out what kind of partnerships that can make that serious impact with this young man right here, Mr. Neosha Morris.
Absolutely, man. Definitely thank you, man, and the amazing panel and this amazing producers to have this show. They can reach me at 909-816-0094. Again, 909-816-0094. Neosha Morris at gmail.com. NEOSIAMORRIS at gmail.com. Definitely reach out to me if you're looking to start an online business, earn some additional income, and just position your family and yourself for wealth, because travel is the largest industry at $8 trillion annually. And what portion of $8 trillion do you need to secure you and your family? So thank you, Mr. Owens, for an opportunity, and you guys have an amazing day.
Sure, I don't need nothing but a little piece of some trivia. It's just a skinny, I think they said back in the day in the country, a skinny pinch, you know, of that right there would be great for me. I'm just looking for a percentage of the work that I could put in, and absolutely catch up with that young man. We're looking for partnerships and making an impact. Adele J. Foster, Glenn, one more time around the horn. I want you to tell the people how they can reach you. And as you had your parting words, man, tell people to get uncomfortable. I don't know. Say it in your own way. They got to get in an uncomfortable spot and stop being comfortable in uncomfortable situations.
Thank you so much, first of all, for having me. But secondly of all, I want to say to anybody who's listening, you got to get uncomfortable. That's where you're being stretched at. And a lot of you don't even realize that you're being stretched. So what I will tell you, in your uncomfortability, take a rubber band, put it on your wrist, and every time you feel uncomfortable, snap that rubber band on your wrist and say, I can do this. Because I will tell you, you are capable of doing so much more. But I'm going to say this. Kijana, you said something. And I will tell you that most people heard that fear was facing evidence appearing unreal or appearing real. I'm going to tell you that fear really is facing everything and rising. So you've got to get that fear within your spirit, face everything and rise. You can reach me at 469-543-2366. Again, I'm going to say 469-543-2366. Or go check us out on the web at meettheauthors.net. That's meettheauthors.net. You won't regret it. Thank you so much for having me.
Bam. Get uncomfortable. The dog was laying on the nail, howling. Ooh. Man said, why are you howling like that? Well, he's been sitting on the nail. Why won't he get up? Say, well, I guess it don't hurt bad enough yet. That's what we mean. Get off the nail. Get to an, you know, that can't be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation. We all facing some stuff. You know, we all in this thing together, as they say. Man, we can make an impact with powerful partnerships. Okay, powerful partners. There are people in your life that pray for you. There are people in your life that see greatness in you. There are people in your life that are willing to help you. There are people in your life that are willing to open doors. But if you don't step out there, man, nobody in your life will know what to do for you. So you got to get uncomfortable. Speak up. Stand up, make the dang change, and get out there. And when you look back, just like I said early in the show, you know, there were some people in some movies way back in the day that didn't even have a speaking part that have won Oscars today. So take the step. That's the deal. And I want you to take the step as we get into closing. My book, Seven Keys to Success. I need you to get it because I need you to make the impact in your own life. It's a simple work. I really stand by it. I'm looking forward to making an impact. I've been getting them all across the country. Go to KejanaOwens.com. That's KejanaOwens.com. You check that out. It's a free download. A link right there. You could get the PDF version of the book right there to download for free. Okay, so you can do that. It's also there. If you like a signed edition that is for sale, it's available, but free. That's what I like. Just get the impact. We can all make a difference together, and the difference that we'll make will change some lives. You can reach me at 909-686-1698. And send me a text. You text 7 Keys to Success. I'll send you some information. We'll find out what we can do to help. This has been the Morning Grind Radio Show. It's been an amazing time once again to have this great panel, Mr. J. Adele J. Foster Glenn, Mighty Woman of God out there in Dallas of Meet the Authors Network, and Mr. Neosha Morris out there in Ontario, California, changing lives all around the planet marketing. As an IntelliTravel travel agent and advisor as well. And you guys have an amazing day. Look forward to talking to you. This has been the Morning Grind of We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Make it a great week. Succeed on purpose. Success, love, speed. Operate in the spirit of success. Have a good one. God bless everybody.
be some changes. No access to dig, so stop acting and get it clapping, cause I'm knowing you feel me. Yeah, you cute, but don't let that shit go to your head, cause what this cutie won't do pimping, another one will. You prefer rocking the skirt, and your heels so tall, and we ain't with none of that tricking, but I feel so tall. I've been peeping you for a while, and you throwing it back. If you looking for you a baller, we got dough in the back. Look, your color Carmelo Brown, and your skin so smooth. I'm having fantasies about what you and me can do, and you a undercover freak, you probably thinking the same. I'm seeing light up on your face, cause you're deep in my chain, and I ain't trying to put you out there as if you were free, so don't even take it that way, just say you did it for me, and you will probably roll with me, cause there's money in my pocket, so before then I gotta see you pop, lock, and drop it. Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, pop, lock it for me, girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop, pop, drop it for me, maybe we can roll. Oh!
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.